Blog Talk Radio.
Yesterday, and the nigga can't even get a free lap dance.
You know what my motto is? I don't shake no ass unless it's for cash.
Well, you don't never want to go nowhere and have fun. All your black ass talk about is money. Damn, little mama can't leave you alone.
I'ma tell you like my mama told.
Yo, yo, check it out. This is MC Lighten right now. You're checking out DJ Smell So Good. Please believe it, it's the core DJs happening all day, every day. 2009, time to shine. You know how it goes. Yak Radio Broadcast, YAC. It's MC Light in the building. Brooklyn, raise your hands. Holla at your girl. Roughnecks forever. Yes. Right there, right there. Loading.
From the moment they're born. You know?
How the brain works.
They're born.
From this moment. Years in the game, yep, years in the game. Brought tears and pain, I'd share but I'll refrain. Cause most of these cats can't handle the truth. That's why I leave more than half of what I think in the booth. Sexy on the mic, I'm not. I was born to break a mic in half on the spot. 93 the block, yeah, I'm still the mean and the hot. Never catch me frontin' in somebody's parking lot. I switch gears like a pilot, change the rain, take over the crown. Never know where I went till I'm back on the ground. That's just how I do. Sorry, excuse you, I'm outstanding in a zone of my own. Look, nigga, your throne is overthrown. How much space can I occupy? Shit, I'm on yours and everybody's mine. And oh, yeah, everybody's mine. Been that way for a long time. Brooklyn bomber, trailblazer, roadrunner, bogarter, nobody harder. Headliner, you the starter, know your place. I slash egos, never mind your face. Let me erase the hate for the MCs that take up space. But it's hard, and twice as odd when more than half of what they spit is like gas and garbage. Still hungry like the day I spit cram. I am, put it down for BK and my fam. Now, introducing Charles Ham. Go get him, nigga.
Before the start.
And I ain't gonna wait, cause every moment is the best. From my heart left alone, I was blessed in the dark. Light smiled in my face, so I left from the dark. Getting wild in the place, got the head of a shark with a smile on my face. Unfed, but I'm smart enough to diet. Not cause a nigga said diet, but cause the other mission to see ain't worth trying. Back and forth, me and my natural rapping partner, Black to start. All the rapping talks about who really has New York. As far as I can see, this is a motherfucking dynasty. Life's the queen, not my wife, but I'm a... I ain't even gotta say it cause it's frightening, exciting, my age, and I'm that guy, hey, wait, hate. Then again, why waste the hate? The tri-state will state that I shake the place of anybody trying to take my space. My mistake, I say take my place like that's a feasible task. Your own conscience will be beating your ass. Seattle fans, I beat on the glass with the speakers on tracks. If you agree, you would laugh. Disagree, you would ass. Ripping beats in the half, skipping three of my classes. So ahead of my time, I got a degree in being a bastard. Take kill to grow up the way I did, to live the things I say I did. Never believed in me, but the day I did, I became my friend. And the grave I'm in is just the day I'm in. Got more drive than a Pontiac. Sleep is a cousin of death, I'm an insomniac. So believe me when I tell you that I'll be back. Charles Hamilton, H.C. Light, 2009 to whenever.
The moments left before the start. 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 The moments left before the start.
No, I gotta go get a sound bite. Top flight security of the world, Craig. Top flight security of the world. Yes, sir. Y'all already know what time it is. It's Friday up in this piece, man. Time to party. Get your motherfucking swerve on. Get your swerve on. All right, we got an unemployed 813 caller. 813 caller. This motherfucking security, Ron. Y'all don't let him fool you, y'all. He sound like he at work, but the nigga don't be working, man. I don't know what he be doing. Think he getting a damn free paycheck from an old company he used to work for, and they think he still worked there.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Hey, all right, little man. Maintain it. Doing what it does.
When you going to play that Petey, that Mr. Weed star?
Petey Weed star. He ain't got no motherfucking smoke songs.
Mr. Weed star.
You going to be goddamn, what's my call? You goddamn Mr. 420. You ain't got no smoke songs, man. Shit. What the shit is that? Whatever, brother. I got a new little shit for little Key, too. Old Javon Black and them got another one called Little Mama. New little hit out there playing that shit.
Javon Little Mama? That song?
Yeah, he got another little song called Little Mama, though.
Yeah, all of the sound the same.
New? Though. That's one thing about it, man. You got, you know what I'm saying? Once you stick with one style, you're going to go with another song. You got to switch the damn song up. But,
he can say Little Mama, and Little Mama could be the same the other song. Because they say Little Mama on there too. But he signed to a record label, so he good.
Who he signed to?
I think he got a deal with Universal or something. Because I heard him talking about he's supposed to have been signing a little record deal.
Please, you check me out with that bullshit.
Universal or Atlantic or something like that? One of the two.
You won't hear from his ass no more.
You won't hear from him for another year?
Yeah, probably longer than that. And then when he come out, his style going to be so switched up that you going to be like, man.
That's just like what his name is, Mims?
Yeah.
He was a little baby when he did his first song. Then he came out, he was 50 years old. He came out looking grown, trying to be grown with a whole nother style.
A whole nother style. Move if you wanna. Yeah, that Act the Fool. Act the Fool the same fucking way. You remember Act the Fool came out with the, you know what I'm saying, buckwheat looking hair style and wilding out and all that shit. But then they got up there and Cracker wanted to give him some money and he was like, well, you gotta cut your hair off. You gotta switch your hair. Man, that motherfucker whole style don't even look like Act a Fool no more and shit. He only act like a fool no more. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, man. He all try to be professional and all that. Man, fuck that, man. That ain't what made you you.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? That ain't what made bitches notice you for who you are. You know? Bitches know me for smoking weed. Guarantee you, goddamn it. I goddamn make it even. Any bigger than what I am, nigga, that means the blunts.
I know you from one of the longest blunts in Tampa.
That's it. And that's all that's going to happen.
About
that bitch is going to get
five,
longer.
Five, 6 wraps together for your birthday.
That bitch going to get even longer, nigga. That's all I believe in. See ya.
About 5, 6 wraps for your birthday.
Yeah, shit. That was in your presence. 2005, I rolled the longest blunt ever in history in Tampa, shit.
2004, 2005.
That was 2005. Well, I was fucking around with old fuck dirty ass. Fuck dirty, fuck dirty.
Put about 100 bags in there.
And that bitch like, do it like the song, say, Charlie, get what? Motherfucking blue.
Ladies and gentlemen.
But I ain't too far from this. Hoes understand my story. glory. I gotta give props to the man before me. I'm standing on top of the world, and that's for real. But you can come and chill in my atmosphere, girl.
Get it low, 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 get it low.
Let me get back to business. I won't stop till I'm finished. Work you out like Olympic gymnast. Poke it out, little mama, drop it, twist it. I've been lifting, squatting, splitting. The way you pop it is kinda different. VIP, we in the club. 15 deep, my nigga, what? I'm doing things I never would. Just because she's smelling good. Watermelon, Vicky Secret, she got me leaping off the deep end. Shout it, what's your name? I don't care about your mane. I got money in the bank. I just wanna see you, wanna see you.
Y'all don't forget, man, this is Yes Us. This is Friday. Got some events coming up May 1st, you know what I'm saying? We got that motherfucking beach bash going down real big, and I ain't got the fly in front of me. Security Ron, man, give me some info on what's coming up, man, on May 1st.
We got the beach bash. I'm going to be there. Hopefully you're going to be there.
Y'all heard it here first. Security Ron said he wearing the Speedo. Y'all heard him.
Oh, no, sir.
Oh, what'd you say? What'd you say?
I think it started like 9 or 10 to 3, hosted by 12 Inc. Productions.
Get up there and host that motherfucker. That's what I'm going to do. Come out and host this son of a bitch.
Terrence Mitchell hosting it. They're supposed to have like three people on there. I was trying to get T. Collins on there, but couldn't get him on the lick.
Don't forget, Rick Isaac Hayes Ross will be there.
We'll be in the building.
Ah, man, you know, we've been cracking. We've been laughing like a motherfucker in the hood on that shit, boy.
Rick Ross will be
God
in the
damn.
Rick Isaac Ross.
Rick Isaac Ross Hayes. Man, y'all gonna be mad at me because that's what I'm gonna call that nigga too, man. Damn, Rick Isaac Ross Hayes. He can't do nothing but laugh, man. That nigga can't do nothing but motherfucking laugh, man. Because if a bitch ain't told you that shit before, man, please. You look like Rick Isaac Ross Hayes, goddammit. Yeah. That's your new name for me, nigga. Sweet butter love ass nigga.
Tell him push it to the limit.
Nah. What's up with old Miss August? How's she doing? She ain't nobody listening in today?
Oh, Miss August, she all right. I might need to send her a message, tell her what she's doing.
They trying to actually do some work today? Oh, you the only one that don't work, huh?
Man, I work. I just don't work.
I
work, but I just don't work. That's what you got to tell her.
Right.
I know how to work. I know how to do two things at one time. I'm multitasking. All the other ones slow.
Nothing wrong with that. Hey, we got a caller with the blunt in the air out there. Caller with the blunt in the air.
Man, this is caller with the hungover in my head. That's what it is.
Oh, shit. Hey,
man,
bro,
I want to thank everybody who came out and seen us last night. fuck. I'm hungover.
At the show. Yeah, if y'all ain't know, this Straight Low Records in the building. He did perform live, you know what I'm saying? Perform live at one of them clubs up in San Jose, Cali, you know, representing Cali.
Hey, it smells so good. I got everybody on Milli Vanilli over here. They think that song, they think that Girl You Know It's True, that little hook part, they think that I did that. I was like, no, this is motherfucking... This is the fake of the fakes. These guys
pulled off. That's what killed me, man.
This is the guy that pulled the scheme of the motherfucking world right here.
I don't even know of the forever, because a bitch will never ever be able to do that shit that they pulled ever again. If you ain't write a
well
picture,
fucking
take Grammys, a picture. I'm serious. They was platinum before they even came to the motherfucking U.S. They had already six-time platinum before they came to the U.S. Then they came to the U.S., and then they started doing the videos and all that shit. Man, come on, man.
I might need to try that.
Nobody don't remember Milli Vanilli to this day, except for, except for us. I'm saying old heads. But, like, In This Sky, he ain't know when we played this shit. He was like, damn, that's jamming. Who was that? What? Man, serious.
That's what I said. You know, it's like fucking people don't know.
Yeah,
I'm doing a song, a little you know, Straight Loke reversion of it. You know,
what, blame it on the rain.
No. I'm doing a Girl You Know It's True.
Damn. Hey, but okay. Yeah. We got 919 in the building with us. What's happening, caller?
919, what's good?
Hey, what's your email, brother, so I can send that music over to you, man?
SmellyBTR@live.com. SmellyBTR@live.com.
B as in boy.
Yeah, B as in boy, T as in Tom, R as in rabbit. It stands for Blog Talk Radio, BTR.
BTR@live.com.
Yeah, SmellyBTR@live.com. Yeah, this is Mr. Straight Up Everybody. He got a new name for the show. You know what I'm saying? This is Mr. Straight Up. So when I play your song and he hit, he gonna tell you straight up.
Oh, you talking about me?
Yeah, nigga. You got a new name for you, nigga. Got a new name for you. This nigga is straight up.
Hey, but look, it's just straight BTR. You ain't got to put nothing before the BTR.
No, I'm saying smell it. SmellyBTR, SmellyBTR@live.com.
SmellyBTR@live.com.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm about to email something to you. I'm going to call you, right? I'm going to call right back about 5 minutes for you, bro.
Yeah, you send it. I play it on the show before the show.
Yeah, I'm ready to send it and call you right back.
All right, that's what's up. Going down right there, you know what I'm saying? We got Mr. Hood Critic, you know what I'm saying? My dog, you holding it down, you know what I'm saying? Your damn son tell you if he don't like the song or not, though. Man, fuck that song, man. Man, fuck that. That song was shit. I got four. He said the same shit about Petey's song. Four motherfuckers liked the song, and he was the fifth one at the end and said, oh, fuck that song. That song ain't shit. Pussy ass song. Fuck that song. All right. Long as the hoes like it, shit. we ain't worry about what y'all hard heads saying, you know what I'm saying? Shit. It's all about the motherfucking soft asses, because they the ones that are going to be juking in the club, you know what I'm saying? When the last time you went to the club? Or do they even dance in California?
Oh, shit. They do nasty things in California, just put it that way.
Yeah.
But I know I've done things in other states. I've done things in other states where they told me, you can't be doing that shit here.
Right.
You know?
I don't believe in that shit. I done did the Lambada in a couple of clubs. You know what I mean? Yeah, straight nasty dance. But then down here, it's like these cats, it'd be 50 damn women on the dance floor, dancing with each other, looking all gay as hell. And because all the niggas are standing around, you know what I'm saying, on the side of the wall, like they don't know how to dance. Like they done lost all their motherfucking motion and shit.
And
they wonder why
there,
they can't take a girl home, you know what I'm saying? Girl, if you want you to dance with them, you know, get up on them, do anything. Except for stand on the side and just look at them. No, I slide on the floor and do me a two-step, and then she hit my blunt, and I got to slide back off. You know what I'm saying? I got to slide back off. And with that shit, bumping into my blunt and shit, it's one thing about spilling a drink. You know, I don't give a fuck about the drink. You hit my reefer? Oh, shit, girl. I might have to file some divorce papers up in here.
Oh, man. Here you go.
It's going down. I ain't even having it. All right, so we had a good, successful show. You know what I'm saying? That's what it do.
That's what it do.
Going down real big, live straight from motherfucking 813 to the 40 motherfucking 8.
Yeah. We back to back.
You still there, nigga? I ain't cut y'all.
No. Back to back.
Oh, I did cut y'all. Yeah, I'm fucking with you, man. Hey, this is Goofy Bone, man. You already know. I'm taking over, goddammit. We doing back-to-back shows. No intro, goddammit.
Open up your eyes, everything's still the same. All the politics are mad, cause the rappers got the fame. Fuck George Bush, he's still the one to blame. For the fucked up economy and recession. The whole world is fucked, living in depression. I'ma keep my head high, never bow to the beat. I'ma keep on pushing till I kill every beat. Cause life's too precious just to give it all away. Like Barack Obama said, it's time for a change. So get yourself together, man. Broadcast like the weather, man. I'm a greedy motherfucker, I want 50 million fans. I don't know what you expect from life, but I do. Straight locusts in the sky, Goofy Bone and Bruce. We some hustling motherfuckers pushing through like a trucker. Everyone who's dodging duckers, all I gotta say is
no introduction necessary. You know who it is. Straight locusts in the building and we're handling beers. Bruce be the boss, in the sky be the kid. Goofy Bone is the gangster and we're taking on risks. We in it to win it and we're about our dough. Three masterminds from the city of San Jose. Recognize everywhere we go, that's how it should be. We push it to the limit, grinding hard for money.
I'm grinding hard for my money, no, I can never be beat. I'm like a star in the day, cause I can't be seen. Straight low records, we're never bout to defeat. I can't imagine my life without my ice and money. You can take it all from me, but I'll get it right back. Cause I'm a hustler plus a go-getter, and that's a fact. We're always blown off the purple, yeah, it keeps us on track. My honey's come real fast, and it's all what I back. You other people are hurting while I'm still out here spending. The news say it's a recession, but I can't tell. I only know success. I can never fail. I don't get my hands dirty, so I'll never see a tail. God has blessed me and gave me the crown. Now he put me here in front of this crowd, and they all love the sound of my voice. I'm always voted number one by the fans' choice.
No introduction necessary. You know who it is. Straight locs in the building and we're handling beers. Bruce be the boss, in the sky be the kid. Goofy Bone is the gangster and we're taking no risks. We in it to win it and we're about our dough. Three masterminds from the city of San Jose. Recognize everywhere we go, that's how it should be. We push it to the limit, grinding hard for money.
I'm kicking down dough like if I was juggernaut. I'm big and red and my heart will never stop for the money. Them greens, when you're falling out of control, you know what I mean. All the hoods love us because we're number one, taking over the world, and we didn't need a gun. This shit is fun, riding saying fuck the police. Bruce in the sky and Goofy Bone, we never see defeat. It's so sweet, pimping several hoes, taking all the money so I can wear my Louis Vuitton clothes. I know I'm a pimp, but I'm a fucking gangster. Try to rush up on me, boy, I'm gonna have to shank ya. And that's how we run it in the city of the Shark Tank. It's like Scarface taking double to the bank. That's how we living, strapped to the fucking deal. And if you don't like me, tell me how the shot reveals.
All right. That's no intro. Coming straight out of Straight Low motherfucking Records, man. Y'all already know how we're doing it right here. I got security in the building in case anybody need to pop off on the show. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to get motherfucking crazy. I got security on the show today. I got motherfucking the Mexican Debo of California off in the building in case I need to confiscate some of my motherfucking tracks back from you goddamn
oh
bust-ass DJs out there. And It goes down, man. We don't need no, there's no introduction needed. It's motherfucking Goofy Bone, Bruce Bruce. That LBX on that one too, right?
No. That's In the Sky.
In the Sky, yeah. Goofy Bone and Bruce Bruce. Yeah. Going down, no intro needed, you know what I'm saying? Just bust up in the motherfucking, start rapping, that's what you do. You guys need, fuck it, bro. No introduction, motherfucker, need it, come with it. Yeah, that's how you just, fuck it, just come off in it, just bust up in the motherfucker, you know
fuck
what I'm saying?
Fuck yeah, that when we heard that song, man, we're like, fuck it. Because, you know, when you're doing a show, you know, people don't know you got to introduce yourself. And me, my smart ass, I'd be like, you know, if y'all don't know us, then fucking listen up. Boom,
yeah,
no introduction
enough.
Necessary, you know.
Yeah. That's real. That's why you just got to bust up out the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Do what the fuck it do. So what you got going on today, man?
None, just hungover as hell. So barely woke up to your show and it's like ready to get the day going. I'm about to smoke my first one right now.
Yeah, today going to be a yes sir, it's Friday, man. I woke up. And, shit, mom's ain't going to work today. She said she got tired of the motherfucking co-workers, so she took a day off, which motherfucking put a rainbow in my motherfucking situation, because I need to go get my band fixed today, so that's going to open up the door, so I can, as soon as this show over with, I'm out the door. I ain't doing no more blog talk today after 2 o'clock, so if you got a show, I will be catching that bitch remote from the cell phone. I will not be online today. I'm trying to get out, get me a battery, throw some motherfucking gas in that damn van, crank that some bitch up. Hopefully, it don't blow up with me in it. And goddamn it, it's on and popping. I'm hitting the motherfucking road.
I hope it don't blow up on you, cause shit. I'll be mad.
That's a Chevy and shit. You know, I got a Chevy. I got the old 18 van. It's the exact replica. Without the fucking and I thought about putting the red stripe back on that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Straight up, like y'all didn't want to see me. Y'all didn't want to see me when I come through. You know what I'm saying? Oh, let me hit this up. Let me see if he sent it to me. All right, check him.
Wrecking the game radio band.
Wrecking
the game radio band.
Yeah, they don't want to see it. Takara Thompson.
Who?
Oh, that I'm mute.
919.
What's going on?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's you, Takara Thompson. Well, I don't know, that ain't you, but.
yeah, that's the email I sent it from, though.
That's a suspect name, that homie.
that's my name, suspect, man. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm talking about the Takara Thompson.
Oh, which that's a suspect name.
Yeah, that sounded a little on the female side, like that's your sister or your girl or something.
That's my girl email. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's only fitting then. That's only fitting. Yeah, that's a short track, man.
Man, it's fire though, bro. You know what I'm saying?
God damn, 3.2. Shit.
I mean, I can send you tracks all day, man. I got like, you know what I'm saying, probably like 200-300 tracks finished over here, man, in the studio. You feel me?
So where'd that come from? What is that?
What, that one right there?
Yeah.
I mean, that's that track, you know what I'm saying, being y'all in Florida. That's what I listen to when I come back from Florida, North Carolina right there. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, what? Oh, Jake, pop, booty, dirty. Shit, all the niggas want to be motherfucking listen to all that old Juke City shit down here, man. Shit, I be playing all that old fast.
Yeah, but I'm saying, though, that right there, you know what I'm saying, when my people down there in Florida, Be Easy Radio and all them, they that's the one they fuck with the most right there, you feel what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying, I got some of them booty club tracks like that right there, but I don't just put anything out there for people to hear, you feel what I'm saying? A lot of them I do for mixtapes, like, you know what I'm saying, stuff I get everybody to hear, you know what I'm saying, like different zones. I send different stuff to different DJs for different zones, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But so far, I just wouldn't put anything out there on the radio like that to get that negative feedback when I know it ain't really what I like, but I just do it for the different zones, you feel what I'm saying?
Man, I fucking around and went on, it's a DC show on here. Dude's got a show on here from DC.
Yeah.
And I went and I couldn't listen to they shit though. I don't like no.
Yeah,
I don't like DC
music.
Yeah, DC
they you know what I'm saying, they beats, they got the they want that go-go in them. You feel what I'm
that
saying?
Shit sounds that honestly that shit sounds stupid than a motherfucker to me. I was like, what the they, I ain't mean to insult them. I ain't want to insult them because I'm on his room and everybody in there from DC and they was all like, damn, that shit jamming, that shit. That shit sound fucked up.
Yeah, yeah. I don't listen to that kind of music neither, man. But you go to D.C., that's all they listen to is like them bucket. And, you know what I'm saying? Like in their studio sessions, they might go in there live, playing live with some buckets in there. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it sound like. And them bitches howling and shit. Boom, 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 boom. Cha-cha! Wong, wang, gong! Blah! What the fuck is that? What is making you go in that music?
I don't know, bro.
For it to be called go-go, what's making you go in the music? That made me want to go about the room.
Yeah. I don't mess with that go-go neither, but you from D.C., that's like they roots right there, you know what I'm saying?
To each his own, you know what I'm saying?
But I guess it's like that. When you from somewhere, you know what I'm saying, that's what everybody else do. Then you like train to listen to that. You feel what I'm saying?
If I come up to Washington, y'all gonna hate me because I'm gonna be playing nothing but slow down music.
Nah, I don't be there, but I'm saying like you know like if you from Florida, everybody trained on Luke from Florida. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, all that booty shaking type.
The zones you go in. That's what you trade on. That's just like if you go to the Bay, like over here, don't nobody listen to E40. You feel what I'm saying? But you go to the Bay in California. Them niggas rock out on E40.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. That is true. We listen to E40, but he ain't in the clubs down here in rotation and shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But you
I don't remember the last time I heard an E40 song played in the damn club.
But you go to Cali, you go to the Bay, that's all you go hear in the club, though. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Every other song, they rocking one of them E40 tracks.
He do his thing. Don't get me wrong. Now I like the way he spit. You just got to listen to that motherfucker.
I'm so sorry with my women.
Whatever the fuck. I don't know what he tongue twisted like a motherfucker. Be fucking me all up. I'm like, what did you just say? I'm going to pick up my mistress, and then our sistress. What?
Yeah, he be making his own thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'd be like, all right, bro. Well, check this out, man. You go ahead and introduce your song, man. Tell us what we finna listen to.
Yo, this that Head on the Interstate, you know what I'm saying? From the joint for North Cat, you know what I'm saying? Poppy Suspect. It's off of the 95 South mixtape, so, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can get at me, myspace.com/StackKueda, StackKueda, you know what I'm saying? And you can buy it straight off of Snowcap off the page, you know what I'm saying? I hope y'all niggas like it, you know what I'm saying? Let me know what you think about it.
Called Getting Ahead on 9 to 5. Right here live, Wrecking the Game Radio. Y'all already know.
Getting head on the interstate. She keep my dick like some meat on the dinner plate. Suck it. hood, bitch. Make me hyperventilate. Go slow, let me bust all on your face.
Look at me in the eyes, still telling me lies. I can see right through him, I laugh because I'm high. Okay, I play this game you wanna play. I'ma act like you and put a smile on my face.
Woo.
That's the type of picture you wanna betray.
Okay.
You can fuck another nigga, don't invade my space. Let me do me, you just do you. Coming back with the twist, smell like juju. If I see you, I'ma be like, who you? Broke a heart, put a spell on her like voodoo. Then the bitch crazy, I call her cuckoo. I love her daughter, but I wish I never even knew you.
Dang.
I always keep a pride on deck. Should've known you was a hoe the first time that we met. Fuck you, bitch, get out of my world.
Dang.
You just my baby mama, you was never my girl. Getting head on the interstate. She treat my dick like some meat on a dinner plate. Suck it good, bitch, make me hyperventilate.
Go slow, let me bust all on your face.
Getting head on the interstate. She treat my dick like some meat on the dinner plate. Suck it good, bitch, make me hyperventilate.
Go slow, let me bust all on your face.
Let me bust all in your face. Okay, we're going to take a motherfucking response. Security Ron, Security Ron, how you feeling about that track, homie?
Well, I like it. I like it. It's true. It's true.
Bust all in your face. Bust all in your face.
I think I need that. That's what I like that.
What, you want somebody to bust in your face, man? You got to watch what you say,
like,
man. Hold up, man. Hold up, man. This ain't coming out the closet Tuesday, homie. Ain't none of that.
Yeah,
you want to be bust on your face and all that.
Yeah,
hey,
no.
I mean, you post Superman on the female face, man. It ain't the other way around, brother. Don't let
straight
a Superman
now,
you, dog. Don't
now,
let a Superman you, man.
Straight now.
All right. Let no all men out there. Women are to be Superman. Don't let no woman tell them something. Woo! It's a Superman on you. All right, y'all only know what Superman it is. Y'all ain't real motherfucking pimps, hustle players out there. Y'all ain't Supermaning on no women out there. Something is wrong. All right. 919, feeling that dope, Mr. Suspect. Going down a real bit right here live. He's in rotation. You will be taken out of rotation if you don't have at least two fans to call and request this song. Just to let you know. That's any artist out there. So
okay,
a lot of y'all finna
have
your,
day then, bud.
A lot of y'all finna have y'all shit taken off of rotation because that makes room for real artists that's trying to really get their music out there. Huh? Now what I say. I mean, it's cool if you got a hot song, but if you ain't got no fucking fans that's willing to hear the hot song, then what's the point?
Well, I'm
gonna get everybody calling. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Peter Wheatstraw right now, he got the most motherfucking callers so far that call up in this song, bitch. Besides California, because California got hoes to call up in this motherfucking shit. Goofy Bone be putting it down. Goofy Bone! My dog
hey,
get kicked off of. He get kicked off of campuses trying to motherfucking get women on the line. You know what, man? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I try to do what I possibly can do, you know, to add some spice to the show. But
yeah,
shit.
Man. Bring it on.
Hey, but back to the Superman theory, ain't no one saving hoes like Superman. We're more like fucking them like Wonder Man. I don't know if y'all know who Wonder Man is, but y'all could YouTube Wonder Man.
Yeah, I'm going to have it, because I remember Wonder Woman, but I ain't know nothing about no Wonder Man.
Well, Wonder Man's a new is a cartoon, is a Superman version,
hey,
but,
nah,
it, you know, he saves people's lives, but then, you know, later on, he's trying to fuck the bitch, you know, straight up.
Yeah, nah, it's
you got to watch that shit. Look on YouTube, Wonder Man.
I'm going to say Wonder Man. Hey, I got to send some quick shots out, man. You know what I'm saying? Straight up VIP to my dog Peasy. Peasy's place coming through, man. He, you know, Peasy got his own show up on here. You know what I'm saying? He kind of stick to his own thing. But he did say he was going to come through and check your boy out, so I damn sure appreciate that. That's real VIP to me. You know
much
what
love,
I'm saying?
Peasy.
Yeah, be a part of my family, homie. If you don't want to be a part of the BTR family, shit. Welcome to the motherfucking hood, homie. Real big ups to Miss Poetic D out there holding down. We got F&F Studio representing that hip hop in the sky off in the building somewhere. You hanging out, Cherry Speaks, of course, Goofy Bone, and my dog Holla Yo. Well, Vice Grip, by the way, of Holla Yo, you know what I'm saying, going down real big, and of course, some crazy ass nigga named Smell So Motherfuck Good. Yeah, and then all my phone listeners, man, we got security around holding it down for the show security. Then we got Mr. Poppy Suspect coming through with his new song, you know what I'm saying? Then we got Goofy Bone representing Real Big Straight Load Records. And if you keep pushing one, that means you're going to take yourself back out the queue, Mr. 252. Hello, caller. Hello.
Oh, hey, I just heard that Poppy Suspect head on interstate.
Damn, you was on the interstate listening to it? Damn, girl, you calling in off the interstate? Ain't that kind of dangerous? But shit, I appreciate the love. I appreciate the love.
That Petey Wheatstraw got the girl.
Huh?
Petey Wheatstraw, he got the girl.
Oh, you ain't like the Petey Wheatstraw?
Oh, him. He don't sound all that. I went dance to it in the club. Petey Wheatstraw sound country.
What? Shit, what? Y'all don't sound like city folks.
Y'all screaming.
Y'all sound like y'all just as country as me. Where y'all from? Florida, Georgia?
No, we from Baltimore. We live in North Carolina.
Oh, that will sum it up. Yeah, North Cackalacka, boy, y'all just as country as Florida. And yeah, y'all just, shit, I think we'll probably a little bit, we say her, and y'all say her. Y'all say the same shit. Big up to North Cackalacka. Big up to Baltimore. I got something for you. Put the judge on this then. How about that? Y'all judge this shit here. This is Ja New. This is my artist, the hottest female rap artist in the South. You done heard it out of my mouth. If you don't like it, I don't care. And it goes down real big. This is called She Fine. She's it's Super D's is the one that's doing the hook and doing the song. But then she come in on the second verse. Holding it down for the ladies real big. Right here on Record the Game Radio. Y'all already know.
Yo, Johnny.
We
DJ.
Party time.
Party time.
That bitch still fine.
bottom, I ain't never seen a ass that fat. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed. It's the king of the club, dog, super deep bag.
Where they at?
Club rocking from the front to the back.
Where they at?
On the floor with a hump in their back.
Where they at?
On the floor when they low like that. Killing that shit and it go like that. Where they at? Club rocking from the front to the back.
Where they at?
On the floor with a hump in their back.
Where they at? On the floor and it's low like that.
Killing that shit and it go like that. Super D, I'm on the grind, I gotta take the streets back. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed. Super D, I'm on the grind, gotta take my streets back. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed. That bitch, they're fine. That bitch, they're fine. That bitch, they're fine. Girl, take it on down. That bitch, they're fine. That bitch, they're fine. That bitch, they're fine. Girl, take it on down.
Low with it. Yeah, y'all already know right here live, man. I'm finna get into something. This is, you know, so I got my Dolph Ice Grip. Got a new song called Crabs in a Barrel. And I'm going to play that in a second. But I'm going to play one hit for my homegirl, Miss Shy Romance. You know what I'm saying? She sent me something. She actually sent me two tracks from Drunken Eye Entertainment. Big ups to Casanova and the whole Drunken Eye Entertainment, you know what I'm saying, crew. Doing what they does. You know what I'm saying? That's what they do. So what we're going to do is we're going to play this one time, you know what I'm saying, for the ladies out there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go ahead and check this out. This is Drunken Eye Entertainment, Miss Shy Romance. You know what I'm saying? If I can find the motherfucker. What the hell did I do with it? I just had the damn shit. Alright, well, she sent me a track. I was gonna let y'all hear it. Let's see if we're gonna hear it. That's Miss Casanova. That ain't the one I'm looking for. Alright, well, check this out. While I'm looking for that, we're going to get in my dog Prince Spade right here live. Straight from the hood, Trey Four, man. Y'all already know how we do.
Thinking I'ma die. Everybody wanna cry when I leave, but when I was here, they done seem pleased. And I hear crying in the morning. It's okay because I'm here. I open up my arm in tears. Got my sister drinking beers. Got my mama going crazy. She's stressing out on me. Got me stressing in the street. I told my pistol that's my heat. I told you not to mess with me. I'm always lonely in the street. Little girl, with that smile up on your face. Satisfaction guaranteed. You can run away with me. I open up your heart and set your spirit free. I never hurt you, but I put it on my life that I won't be your wife. These fast living crap games promise not to change. But you don't hear me. No, you don't hear me. Kidnapping for a living when it comes to my feelings. Cause I'm insane. Ain't that bad stress? That's what your brother is doing.
One right here.
I get your picture when I think of you. When my heart go to aching, can you feel my pain? I know you love me, but it's hard to tell cause I'm insane. I'm left by stress, down, so what's a brother to do? I get your picture when I think of you. My old friends talk about me when they know that I'm gone. Cause in my face they a bitch, so I'ma let it be known. Never relied on nobody, I did for myself. Slinging candy bars in school just to get me a belt. That's another situation when you're born in the hood. They tell you not to tell gold, they don't stay in the hood. Always being criticized by the way that I look. A black man, bold lady, what you think I'm a crook? Cracking down on all the laws, yeah, they throwing a book. If you black and innocent, they still think you're a crook. Maybe I'm tired of the look, homie, I'm tired of the pain. I'ma kill my own self, let it burn in the rain. When my heart go to aching, can you feel my pain? I know you love me, but it's hard. So what's a brother to do? I kiss your bitch when I think of you, but you don't really hear me. When my heart go to aching, can you feel my pain? I know you love me, but it's hard to tell cause I'm insane. I'm not stressed out, so what's a brother to do?
One right
I kiss
here.
Your bitch when I think of you. When my heart go to aching, can you feel my pain? I know you love me, but it's hard to tell cause I'm insane. I'm not stressed out, so what's a brother to do? I kiss your bitch when I think of you.
I'm sitting here watching some crazy fucking shit. I guess y'all can tell.
The girl of my dreams, stop. Moving to France, stop. Signed, Jake.
Yes, we are watching Wonder Man.
Wonder Man's name is
yours. Ah, man. This is too crazy, man. Wow. I have seen it fucking all. I have seen it the fuck all. YouTube, Wonder Man. Wonder Woman screws Batman and walk. Oh, man. Y'all was too fucking hilarious on that one. Oh, man. All right. I'm back. I'm back to my motherfucking senses, man. That shit there is too crazy. Rob, man. You heard of motherfucking Wonder Man before you ever heard him?
Hell no. He just surprised me at that.
Man, it's this damn Wonder Man, man. That's just, they're crazy as hell. This dude flying his, he fighting crime and shit. He handing out his damn alter ego card and shit. You know what I'm saying? That's just, they're crazy. Oh man, what y'all say? I hope you're not scared thinking about going out with, what if Charles Moore? The guy is hung like a horse. Well, nah, this is a damn cartoon, man. Oh, man, that shit too crazy. Well, if y'all want to experience what the hell I'm talking about, go to YouTube.com and look up motherfucking Wonder Man. Wow, that's some crazy shit. All right, we got some new exclusives up in here. Bloop, 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 bloop. Bing. Motherfucking Vice Grip. Y'all already know crap's in a barrel. New exclusive right here. Yes, sir. It's Friday.
Against each other, more than all we had to each other. Racism and each crime in the barrel. All of the crime in the barrel. Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Scrubbing a barrel. Oh, bad man.
About politics, all about the
people in a community. All because of ignorance, they are suffering. From crime and poverty, grabbing a barrel.
Although he messed up, for little in return. No disrespect to nothing that our names you should learn. I mean, yes, we are destined to reflect off of each other because we are a part of each other. We are descendants of Adam and Eve, ancestors to Roman kings. And without a doubt, we are the most desirable, envied, but hated things. And hated even more is the black women. Because we cropped the fields and milked the cows. To escape the freedom, we ran for miles. So you ought to know not to mess with a sister, because we will get you. With something as simple as the snap of our fingers, or that gold in our neck. The stump of our feet, shit, we'll break your back. Without our hands, understand? So ain't no way to forget a sister's name. Through torture, beating, and hatred, gained. Pain, lynching, through slavery, pain. Came nations raised through centuries of pain. Still a woman sitting on top of her A-game. Through masses raping, shame, and raising the first lady's brat. To cleaning the big house and taking home scraps. To singing slave hymns, to disappearing acts of the night. To trying to escape the nighttime meeting with the rope. To fleeing to Harriet Tubman, still a thin light of hope. Provided you ought to know we ain't no joke. Man, you should completely appreciate the benefits of being able to be one with a woman. Connected with a woman. Being able to seriously jail, you feel me? Being able to mentally strip me of all the scrutinies of this society. In order to reach a level of total bliss from an unwitting kiss of intelligence, not ignorance, of purity in its complete fullness, of love in its prudence. Therefore, respect is not a want, but a great ass demand from everyone to the woman.
Man, that was Drunken Eye Entertainment, by the way, of Miss Shy Romance, Woman I Am. Hold it down real big for all the ladies out there. Big ups, I got 954 in the building, Fort Lauderdale, Mr. Vice Grip.
Blessed He's love, Robin. How about really?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Blessed love. Blessed love, Mr. Hit, man.
Man.
That's
another hit, man. That will be sent over to California for airplay. That will be sent over to California for airplay. Going down real big, man. Shit.
I would like to send enough blessing to all the people in the chat room and enough blessing to the people who call in on the shows, you know? We all love them, you understand what I'm saying?
The song is jamming though, man. That Crab and the Barrel. That's definitely a banger.
Because
definitely
I'm
a positive vibe.
Let me explain this to you, make the people understand what's going on now. You see, when one tries to pull on back the other one, they are pulling down their own selves too. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you're not getting nowhere, I'm not getting nowhere too. That's not where we're supposed to live, you know. We're supposed to come together and help each other to get out the barrel, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, that's what they say as black folks. We all crabs in a bucket, you know what I'm saying? That's our little shit, but same shit, a barrel of life, you know what I'm saying? One day we're going to wake up, though, you know what I'm saying? And that day we wake up, boy, it's going to be a beautiful thing. It's going to be a beautiful
thing.
Guess what?
You could not say it no better, but now is the time for us to wake up and see that when we're trying to pull on each other, we're pulling on our own self, man.
Yeah.
We need to open up our eyes now. Now is the time for us to open up our eyes to see that we are hurting our own self when we try to pull on the other one that try to get out the barrel. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just like Marcus Garvey said, black people are not going to know themselves until their backs are against the wall. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we need to know ourselves before we find ourselves behind the wall. So now is the time for us to wake up as a people and come together. You understand what I'm saying? And stop live like the crab in the bucket. Stop live like the crab in the barrel. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
it spawns a lot off of people just hating, you know what I'm saying? They hate to see another man have something else. I'm driving in a motherfucking rental car, and you hating on me because you think I done bought me a new car off the lot and shit. Bitch, I'm just tired of riding my damn no AC goddamn 7.8 Chevette around, you know what I'm saying, with no brakes on that motherfucker half the rest of my life. You know? So shit. I went over here and rented a car for a couple of days. You know what I'm saying? Damn, a nigga can't enjoy some fucking AC. But not around crab motherfuckers. Hell no, because a crab see you. A crab, they going to pinch your motherfucking leg. And next thing you know, they trying to bring your ass down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, notice when the crab pulled on the other one, each time that they pull him down, he broke off a claw, broke off a feet. Yeah, that's how some of us live. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's how some of us live. Try to cheer on each other, and that's not getting us nowhere. So now is the time for us to wake up, not Uncle Bob Peter, but Peter Ross.
Yeah, that is
yeah,
true.
Yeah, that's what
man.
I'm saying. Not only Black Peter, but people in general. Now is the time to wake up. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just like that song that I do for Barack Obama. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, man. Hey, I got. Mm-hmm. Let me find this before I get into the. Before I get to the song, I got a couple of positive words. You know, I always read positive shit on my show. You know what I'm saying? Somebody might get enlightened and it might reach somebody one day. So hey, I keeps doing me.
Yeah.
Give y'all an enlightened perspective. Before we go into this economical pressure. Y'all already know right here live, man. This is called the Enlightened Perspective.
Yeah, another word that I want to share with you. A lot of us in the darkness. So these messages, these words, is to take out those that are in the darkness. You understand what I'm saying? Those that don't have any light.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, and with that being said, this was written by Andy Rooney, a man who has a gift of saying so much with so few words. Okay, and it goes like this here. I've learned that the best classroom in the world is at the feet of an elderly person. I've learned that when you're in love, it shows. I've learned that just one person saying to me, "You've made my day," makes my day. I've learned that I need to motherfucking turn this bitch up because I can't see a motherfucking thing. I'm blinding in a bit. All right, I can get back on my reading. Sorry, y'all. That wasn't part of the story, though. Man, I can't see now. It's too big. Can't read everything. All right, here we go. We back on track. Okay, now I've learned that having a child fall asleep in your arms is one of the most peaceful feelings in the world. I've learned that being kind is most important than being right. That being kind is more important than being right. I've learned that you should never say no to a gift from a child. I've learned that I can always pray for someone when I don't have the strength, to help him in some other way. I've learned that no matter how serious your life requires you to be, everyone needs a friend to act goofy with. Big us goofy bone. I've learned that sometimes all a person needs is a hand to hold and a heart to understand. I've learned that simple walks with my father around the block on summer nights when I was a child did wonders for me as an adult. I've learned that life is like a roll of toilet paper. The closer it gets to the end, the faster it goes. And then you shit out of luck. That's a little joke by me. I've learned that we should be glad God doesn't give us everything we ask for. I've learned that money doesn't buy class. I've learned that those small daily happenings that make life so spectacular, that it's those small daily happenings that make life so spectacular. I've learned that under everyone's hard shell is someone who wants to be appreciated and loved. I've learned that to ignore the facts does not change the facts. I've learned that when you plan to get even with someone, you are only letting that person continue to hurt you. I've learned that love, not time, heals all wounds. I've learned that the easiest way for me to grow as a person is to surround myself with people smarter than I am. I've learned that everyone you meet deserves to be greeted with a smile. I've learned that no one is perfect until you fall in love with them. I've learned that life is tough, but I'm tougher. I've learned that opportunities are never lost. Someone will take the ones you miss. I've learned that when you harbor bitterness, happiness will dock elsewhere. I've learned that I wish I could have told my mom that I love her one more time before she passed away. I've learned that one should keep his words both soft and tender, because tomorrow he may have to eat them. I've learned that a smile is an expensive way to improve your looks. I've learned that when your newly born grandchild holds your little finger in his little fist, that you're hooked for life. I've learned that everyone wants to live on top of the mountain, but all the happiness and growth occurs while you're climbing it. I've learned that the less time I have to work with, the more things I get done. So, to all of you, make sure you all read, make sure you read all the way down to the last sentence. It's National Friendship Week, so show your friends how much you care about them. Send this to everyone that you consider. This is actually an email that was sent to me, so they was like, send it out. So I'm doing more than sending it out. I just read y'all an entire email, so you ain't got to go back and read it yourself. And you all in my circle of friends, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I felt honored to read it to you. And thank you for your ears, you know what I'm saying, of sitting here and being you know what I'm saying, listening to me, man. Appreciate that. Big ups to In the Sky, you know what I'm saying, being out the building. You know what I'm saying? Holla, yo, Goofy Bone. It was a million other people hanging out. I got to go down to the bottom, man, and say what's up to everybody who came through. The ColoredPeople.net, Peasy's Place, Miss Poetic D, the FNF Studio of Hip Hop, In the Sky, Cherry Speaks, Goofy Bone, and Holla, yo. These are all the people that you know what I'm saying, graced the show today, that actually participated live, you know what I'm saying. There's been a lot of people that came and go on the phone, you know what I'm saying. Big ups to all of them. You know, thank y'all, you know what I'm saying, 919-252, all the area codes out there, man, representing. And I welcome all the critiques too, you know what I'm saying, because you might not like the song, but it's a billion motherfuckers in this world, so I guarantee you somebody gonna like that motherfucking music, and I'm gonna play it right here on the show. Like it or love it, baby, go down like that. So this is Vice Grip. We're getting into some Economical Pressure, and then we're gonna come back with my motherfucking favorite song from Straight Load Records, and y'all already know that's What's Up, What's Up. What's up? What's up?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's my shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Economical pressure.
Economical pressure.
By script.
I'm gonna pour a cheap letter first. Economical pressure. Obama will make it better. The economical pressure. Poor people let the fund, the economic oppression. Obama will make it better. We need a leader to unite the world, cause the world under pressure. A lot of people lose their house, cause the economy is bad. On it is sad, they can pay the bills, cause the income low.
night compared to Mary when she on my mind. Dreaming through days and nights when I'm blowing purple clouds. That's the only girl I love and I say it loud. Ain't even got a rush cause I'm your Valentine. Rolling weed with Noom, that's Albert Einstein. We light like bonfires, the way we burning dimes. We like Captain Planet, can't be touched when I pop combined. So stay up on my grizzly cause I just gotta clean. Can't go wrong girl as long as you up on my team. Rolling up a fatty while I'm lacing you with me. Too compatible, the kind of shit you don't need a nigga dream. Can't get a job cause you won't allow my system to stay clean. Can't fight temptation cause sensation tell me all I need. So I just keep cheap and heavy on the ground seaweed. Be without you hot, gon' tell them, tell them.
All right, I got a new jam. I got a new jam coming up for y'all before the end of the show. You know what I'm saying? Vice, 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 the Vice Grip. Got Low Income, Low Income. Got the new jam. Just got it, you know what I'm saying? Done by Vice Grip in the early 2000-2004 era. Let's see. He sent it to me twice. Let me. Okay. Yeah, we downloading this for my dog Vice Grip, you know what I'm saying? New song. Income Load the Bills Sky High. Let's see, Vice Grip.
Yes, my brother, number six, yeah.
What's the name of the song?
It's Income Load the Bills Sky High. I want to let you know that some 2000, early 2000, I pretty call this crisis was going to come and affect us. You understand what I'm saying? So early 2004, I did this song about the crisis was going to affect us, which is now. You understand what I'm saying? So this song is still new. You understand what I'm saying? Because I did not put out this song as yet.
All right, I'm getting it. I'm getting it uploaded as we speak. Give me just a...
Yes.
Just a second, brother. I will be up and running.
If you listen to the first line of the first verse about they waste billions of dollars to do the wrong thing, but they did not try to help the poor. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And at the time, the bills was keep going up, and the income not getting nowhere. So look where we are now.
Man, Vice. You talking sense in an unsensible world. I'm ex-military, man, and you telling me that we starving, but we got meals that are called MREs, you know what I'm saying, meals ready to eat, that are still edible, and these motherfuckers is over 50, 60 years old from like World War II,
yes.
And they still feed these meals to soldiers. So why the fuck y'all ain't taking all them goddamn MREs and just delivering all that shit out into the streets? Because they saying that the reason why, you know what I'm saying, like all the food that the military waste, they don't package all that food up and take it to the homeless because, you know what I'm saying, they saying the homeless can turn around and sue them, you know what I'm saying, for serving them, you know what I'm saying, old food or you know what I'm saying, prepared food. Okay, that's cool. But why you got MREs, meals ready to eat, that are in their own package, come with a heater, a little cookie, your meal and everything inside this little old box, and they don't get that out to nobody. It's no sense for this world to be starving. There's no sense that you can send a motherfucker off to space for 6-7 to a years at a time, and these motherfuckers surviving off of toothpaste type food. So you telling me that you can't hit the streets and give everybody some chicken in a motherfucking tube, a meal in a tube?
Much,
come on, man! They got fucking ice cream that when you eat a piece of it, it tastes like you're eating the real fucking ice cream, but it will fill you up. This is a dry-ass wafer that you eat the whole wafer, I guarantee you, you'll feel you just ate a whole fucking meal. I done ate space food. I done ate MRE food. Dog, it's no fucking sense, really, for nobody, not man motherfucking country in this entire planet, to be talking about no goddamn starvation. Not in Somalia, not in Africa, not here on our own motherfucking United States streets. There is no fucking way you can tell me that. No way. There's no way. You can't even show me nothing. There's space food and there's MREs that are out there. that can be you know what I'm saying, given away to anybody. You know what I'm saying? Then they got trucks and warehouse loads of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. They got a surplus of this shit. You know what I'm saying? And they standing there talking about this world hunger. Donate to this. Man, motherfuck all you TV evangelists that's with that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm going to send it to you, Goofy. You know what I'm saying? Big ups that Purple Skies too, man. That come from my home girl, Miss Black out of Iraq. That's one of her homeboys, you know what I'm saying, with their group. Doing their thing real big. Actually, Purple Skies, if y'all didn't know, if y'all ain't reading between the lines, he actually talking about popping pills and shit. And I ain't know, because I ain't no pill popper, so, you know. But that was the attention that was brought to me. So, let me see. Income low. There we go. All right. Vice grip. Let's see. Vice grip. Income low.
Hey, I'm not. You know what? I want the people to listen to the words in the song. Don't worry about the song sound good, it sound nice, or nothing like that. Just listen to the words. You understand what I'm saying? Because the message is there. I'm trying to shine the light on the people that in the dark and cannot see what's going on. You understand what I'm saying? Because billions of dollars are ways to do the wrong thing. You understand what I'm saying? And people are starving, people are suffering. You understand what I'm saying? There is no medical treatment for them people, man. Just listen to the words of the song. Just listen to the words in the song.
I know that. Well, what I'm going to do, I'm waiting on a song to upload. I'm going to play one more track. This is called Inhale the Trees. This is by my home girl, Q of We Lit Inc. And she's a spoken word poet, you know what I'm saying? She holds it down real big. She also makes beats. So anybody out there looking for, you know, like the beats that she's making and y'all want to hook up with her on some beats, I can get you the phone number and info, you know what I'm saying, to hit up. So this is called Q. Inhale the Trees, Q of We Lit Inc., you know what I'm saying, going down real big. Inhale the Trees.
Take these papers. you're feeling firecracker. Get lit. Life, liberty, and the pursuit to be happy. A declaration of independence from control off. No more caricatures of peace. Inhale the trees and only take what is needed. Care for the seasons if they were our children. And what the ash forgets, the tree remembers. Inhale the trees. Inhale the trees. Inhale the trees. Inhale the trees. When I die, inhale the trees. Burning up the hell of the trees. Get lit. Inhale the trees. 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 Let the tribes of the ancient world inhale, pollinate the earth, which has been uprooted for cruelty. Inhale the sins of our fathers. Inhale the truth. Exhale the culture built on diversity. All done under the family tree of life. Speaking words that will change the future. Taking redemption as my bride. Dust formed into ashes that assimilates the consciousness. That stimulates the consciousness. That stimulates the consciousness. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. Put your path. Inhale the tree. When I die. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. Get lit. Inhale the tree. Inhale the tree. A new birth, for certification from Mother Earth, side along these papers, unknown liberation, unknown liberation, misunderstood, one that may be burned for its contact, or printed as a book, and inhale the tree,
inhale the tree, inhale the tree, inhale the tree.
Yeah, yeah, this is sky. Poor people need help to live a better life. Financially.
poor people and live up your check to paycheck. They do most of the work, they get less pay. That's why it's a crime to be poor in this time. Leaders of the world, they do help the poor in this time. To cut down on the robbery, the killing and crime. Live a better life. The income loads have been so sky high. The younger poor people have feel the pressure. The income loads have been so sky high. Poor people need help to live a better life.
Yeah, man. Yes, man. Y'all already know right here live. That's Vice Grip with the new hit, my single. Right here live. Bills. Man, shit. Bills all motherfucking higher than a bitch. Goddamn, morale is low. I don't know, y'all, they make a remix to that one, you know what I'm saying? Income low, bills high, morale is low. I'm trying to get high. Going down real big, man. Big ups, my dog Vice Grip holding down for that, man. I got 7 minutes left into the show. Y'all already know that's how I do, man. Putting down real big right here. Make sure, man, y'all in tune with the Goofy Bone, the Bone Hour. Going down 2 more hours strong after this here. And you know, if you enjoy what you was doing, what you was hearing on this show, and then you gonna get it twice as heavy on the next one. You already know that's how we do. I'd like to thank everybody coming through. You know what I'm saying? Suspect 1213. You know what I'm saying? The ColoredPeople.net. Pieces Place. You know what I'm saying? Miss Poetic D once again. FNF Studio. In the Sky. Cherry Speaks. Goofy Bone. Holla Yo. And Vice Grip. Holding it down real big, man, for the show.
Yeah, man.
Holding it down real big. And, after this, before I head out the door, I will be sending the music over to Goofy Bone to make sure he gets the tracks, you know what I'm saying, get the new tracks. And let me see who this is here. Might be old Mr. Petey. Going down real big. Hold on a second, caller, hold on. 239, what's happening, Captain?
Hello. What's the deal, Cat Daddy?
Man, you already know what the business is, man. What the smoke at? I had to curse goddamn security. Ron said, man, how the hell Petey gonna call my goddamn show, call himself the goddamn Mr. 420, and don't send me a motherfucking smoke song? Yeah, please.
Hey, you know what?
Some club banging shit, nigga. I'm a real nigga, dog. You gotta send me some smoke shit. I mean,
okay,
I don't even be in the club like that. I be on the block most of the time, so I need something to appeal to the need something to appeal to the niggas in the hood. Cause niggas ain't shaking ass around me on the block. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you on that.
Yeah, man. But big ups to that, man. You know, people been calling in. You know what I'm saying? Still giving good up, thumbs up and thumbs down, man, that's what I like to see, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love to see that. You know what I'm saying? We got some females calling in, dude calling in, say he liked it. And then we have females calling in talking about they was on the interstate and they was listening to it. I'm like, what?
All right.
But it was like, I don't really like that song. I don't know. I'm like, all right. I play that bitch again. Y'all hoes be sitting up there. Oh, shit. Who that is? That shit jam. I am be studying that shit, man. People don't like to get people don't like to, you know what I'm saying, give positive vibes on a song that they ain't familiar with.
Right.
But let that shit came out on the motherfucking radio first, I guarantee you everybody, oh, it's on the radio, it must be good. No, that don't mean shit. Just because a song on radio, that stanky leg bullshit is no fucking good.
Yeah, that shit ain't all that hot. Because we were talking about that shit the other night, man. We were like, that nigga ain't saying but three words through the whole song.
Three words, and then the hoes tell me, do you know what booty do is?
Make that booty do. Make that.
But you know what that is? You know that lady go a chick called up on my show and told me that the booty do up there in Atlanta, that's a gay friend of hers told her now. Gay female friend of hers told her that when they be saying that, they say that shit up in the gay clubs. And that be the niggas that be talking about do the booty do, and that's when they do some little faggot ass dance where they pop their booty or whatever the fuck. And let their leg roll. And let their leg roll. Now when I heard the song, I was throwing up. But when I seen the goddamn video, oh man, I want to throw the fucking TV out the goddamn window. I think these niggas look gayer than a bitch, man. not that it's just old fluky flaw ass chicken noodle soup ass type video.
Yeah.
I mean,
make
even
that booty
was man, what the booty, man.
Man, how the hell the gay people get a theme song? What the fuck going
man,
on?
Man, bro, gay people got representation in Congress, so to the least of having a song, yeah, I'm pretty sure they can pull that off.
Strings off. Yeah.
You got fang ass everything out there. What's up, Vice?
Can I send a song to Mr. Guppy for me, please? I don't have his email.
Yeah, I got you. Ain't no problem. As soon as this show over with, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna shoot it over to him and put it in his rotation.
Yeah. Hey, you make sure I get a copy of the email me that dude address, too, man, about that show on May 22nd.
Yeah. Vice, did you get any more? Man, you got to give me some real info on that show, Vice.
Yeah, they're going to get all the information together.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. We don't want it in pieces. We are going to get everything together. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Well, we got a definite interested party right here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got me and a couple more artists. We're going to come down there and sit, you know, represent for the state of Florida, man, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to be down there with my BTR mixtape. I got a BTR mixtape that's in the streets right the fuck now. It's featuring your song, Vice Script song, everybody who I done played on this radio station, which is over like 40 artists, you know what I'm saying, that done sent me music.
Whoa,
so
that's
big ups, big up,
man. That's
yeah, man.
Good, man.
Yeah, it's enough to make two. It's enough to make two, but I only got one actually made and that I'm giving out on the streets right now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I have to, you know, get y'all everybody their own personal copy and shit. But
yeah,
I've been put that together. I got that circulating in the streets.
Yeah, you ain't bullshitting this.
Nah, man, I ain't even. Y'all gonna hear it. I don't even send shit to people because I know it's gonna get to your area. That's how many I put out there. I don't worry about a bitch getting it. I know you're going to get it.
When they hear it on the mixtape, I know it. Like, man, they got the song on the mixtape.
On the mixtape, yeah. So, big ups to you, too, man, for having your people call in, man. You know what I'm saying? And rep for you. You know what I'm saying? That's a real fan to me. I don't care if it's your family or a friend.
Yeah.
So good. Your Vice Script now. Vice Script, want to get everybody out of the barrel. Even those that are against us, we want to get out of the barrel. You understand what I'm saying? When we get them out of the barrel, those that are not with us, they want to be with us as well. You understand what I'm saying? So we want to get everyone out of the barrel.
Yeah, that's the time.
That's real.
I'm definitely going to send this over to on the show. It's officially over with. So I'm going to send this... I'm finna send this over to him, but Pete, you know what I'm saying? Your song got played today, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to your fans calling in and requesting it, you know what I'm saying? Whoever that may be out there, it's some in everybody. 313, I know your brother done called in.
Yeah.
Rep for, you know what I'm saying? Security Ron done called in. You know, he stayed calling in. That nigga don't work any motherfucking way.
That's his second job, call you, huh?
You know what I'm saying? He be at the job straight up, just But hey, that's cool, man. I appreciate it. You done put the whole job on me too, so.
Hey, man, damn right. That's what it is. I'm trying to get my whole job on you too, man.
Yeah,
we all listen to the radio from our cell phone.
Yeah, that's, I mean, or get a, you know what I'm saying, get like a conference phone. If y'all all happen to be around in the general area, that's what I be telling people. Get a conference call phone, and that bitch, it'll be loud enough everybody can just hear it live, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if not, the individual attention is cool for me, because make my call ratings look good.
I was finna say, that should help you out. I text message my whole damn phone. I ain't expect that many people to call in, but, hey, they calling.
They calling.
I mean, they got love for the kid.
You know what I'm saying? That's the whole major point, man. If you don't have a fan that wants to show you that he a fan, then he really ain't a fan of yours.
That was real. I appreciate the smell. I wanted to call back 2 days ago, and my phone cut off when I was online, man, when you first played the song. My phone went dead. I hadn't been on there a long time. The battery just clicked off on me. I said, Lord, by the time I got to a charger, you had them went off the air.
Yeah, it's all good. All right. I mean, along with yours, I'm finna send 3 tracks over to my homeboy in Cali, so I'm gonna send this and then the 2 Vice Grip tracks. That's what he been asking me for, so you know what I'm saying? If you happen to be hanging online, you can check him out. You can call this. I can give you the number, too. You can call his show, and you'll hear it, you know what I'm saying? But all I'm telling you, his show is in California. His show is in Northern California, San Jose, California. It's not a local show. It's not none of the type of music that we play here in the South.
Right.
So when your shit get played, you feel me, it's a standout in the motherfucking crowd. Any music that I send to him is a standout in the crowd, because all he's playing is Cali-type music. E-40,
right.
Snoop, Rapping
right.
Forte, you feel me, niggas like that. And of course, himself.
Yeah.
So, you know, so that's definitely why I like, you know what I'm saying, doing the back-to-back shows, you know what I'm saying, Florida to Cali, Cali to Florida.
Right.
Man, shit, we covering everywhere in between.
Yeah. Well, I got a question for you. What you ain't setting none of them mixtape tracks and putting them out there neither, though, right? Like,
what you mean?
Nah, you ain't like on industry beats and stuff like that.
I personally don't want that. I personally want nothing but original tracks. I mean,
exactly.
That's cool, but I mean, it's cool to send me a track if that's just some shit you practicing on. But you shouldn't be sending me that.
No,
you
I ain't.
Feel me? You have access to beats. You have access to studio and producers. You feel me?
Yeah.
But then there's another female that I talked to, and she was like, well, I'm just gonna be spitting over other people's beats. So, you know, just in case I ain't interested in getting into the rap game, I said, you can't play with it though. I mean, it's something that's what you gonna do. Or you ain't going to do it. Ain't no sense you sitting down writing a bunch of 1,000 pages of raps and rhymes
if you ain't finna
do nothing with it. Because I say, in the industry, do not want to hear you sitting up there rapping over no Jeezy beat when they trying to push Jeezy from Universal Records.
Yeah.
Don't make no
real.
Sense for you to send. And that's the problem that they have. And the problem that it is that these artists that's coming out now got 22 damn tracks on a mixtape, calling it a mixtape, but then it's got Gucci Mane, OJ Beat, OJ the Juice Man, and all these niggas that still
already
ain't nobody. They ain't even nobody themselves though, but they getting to the point where they got some shine. You know what I'm saying? But they don't need you to come right next to them, and whether your shit be fire or it be garbage, it don't help either way. It don't compliment that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I was telling her, I was like, you know, that's cool if you just want to be playing around with it and you know what I'm saying, and just, you know, trying to get yourself hyped up to be in it. But this is a craft, you know? And this is something that's real.
This is
a craft. You know what I'm saying? This is what people take seriously. And this is what people have been trying to do for 10, 20, 5, however long it's been taking them to get in the game. But people have been putting their years into this.
Right.
Not no couple of months, not no couple of hours. It's taking
a lifetime
to get to where you need to be.
Yeah, because I damn sure been 14 years in this shit, man. That leaf ain't turn over easy. I'm just not, like, that song which y'all got right now, I mean, it, Like, you done heard the dude from the 202 tape. I done a lot of street music, mixtape songs. But you, as an artist, for whoever listening, you got to feel comfortable with your own music and with yourself. You selling yourself. You can't sell Jeezy when you ain't Jeezy. So you got to find what your comfort zone at and find it. And that's gonna get loose. That's what I've been taking. I'm known to be a party dude, but everybody know me in the streets. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm a dude from the hood. Everybody know me. But when I go in the club, I'm going to turn the club into a show. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't going to just go in the club. I thug it. I do what everybody lean up against the wall, smoke my reefer, and do all that too. But you came to the club to party, not sit there and worry about what the next motherfucker's going to do. I'm going to go out here with these hoes at shaking their ass. And if I got to make a song that's going to make them hoes shake their ass, that's 300,000 people out of a million when I look at it. You feel what I'm saying? So I need them 300,000. So, you know, okay. I've been chasing it, you know what I'm saying, 14 years. My little brother, Beat Rocker, T. Collins, you know what I'm saying, he's been doing it just as long as I have, and he's younger than me, you know. But you just got to find your craft and find your lane, you know what I'm saying. And give credit where credit due, man. You got producers, you got people that shoot videos, you got all kinds of people, man. You just got to take a shot. You can write a song to a mixtape track, but it don't take shit for a producer to go make you a track that sounds similar to that, and you can get paid for it.
Right. That is true. Now, that's the whole beast behind sampling and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Fuck that, it got paid. Notorious B.I.G. got, what, 5 songs out right now? On between, what, 1 or 2 albums with that sample?
Yeah. Biggie, Can't You See? Yep. All that shit was... Samples,
more money,
you know,
more problems. That was a sample.
Samples.
You know what I'm saying?
All
them
niggas. Juicy.
Yeah.
All that was
Juicy samples. Was a sample. All that shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that, the king of sampling. And he getting paid legally because them his. He changed. Only thing he did change the sound and got clearance. That's it. And his producers out there that's doing it. Matter of fact, the dude Sam Adams was up at the TJ DJ conference. Man, the dude made the Michael Jackson beat, made the whole conference go crazy. And all TJ could say, well, Michael Jackson ain't gonna clear that beat, girl.
Man,
That bitch was jamming. I'm talking about the whole music conference up in Tallahassee went crazy, dog. They had that producers competition, man. It just, you gotta want it. If you out here in the music game, man, you gotta want it. But it ain't no easy road, man. Don't take it for granted that you see a dude with a big chain and think it was easy. It's not easy, man.
If you're looking at it for what a person getting out of it, you're wrong anyway. I mean,
exactly.
You know, you should go into for what you want out of it. The jury ain't got shit to do with it. Cause I mean, if you a weak motherfucker and can't protect your shit, then you gonna be another young bird getting your motherfucking shit snatched, and a bitch going on the motherfucking internet and straight embarrassing you with your motherfucking chain on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So all that going into for the glamour, you better go on into for what you know. You know what I'm saying? That's each individual person, man. Going in trying to be Lil Wayne out the motherfucking shit. Get that Lil Wayne money, but you as that person, you know what I'm saying, don't know how to hold your own, you know what I'm saying, with that image. Because that's not your image.
That's why I said what I said. You got to go into this. Into your character. 14 years of me doing what I'm doing, my character. I didn't change my character. This is who I am, but I also got to make the best of me, you know, and the best of my abilities. If I know how to pressure wash a car and I'm good at it, you going to notice the difference when I pressure wash your car. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm good at what I'm doing. Do what you love. LeBron James loves basketball, and he getting paid for it. But he out there just balling. He loves to play basketball. He just like, he want to whoop your ass and you lost, motherfucker.
Yeah. What's up, Grip?
What time the show start? What time the show gonna start? The next show?
His show is already on. Actually, I'm sending the stuff over to him now, but his show is live right now.
What's the number?
Area code is 347.
Yeah.
324.
324.
5265.
5265.
And that's the Goofy Bowling show. The Bone Hour.
The Bone Hour, Goofy Bone.
Yeah.
He was on, that's the one that was on the radio with us the other night, right?
Yeah. He is on every day. You know what I'm saying? He wake up to me at 9 in the morning listening to my shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so your show start at 9.
What? No, I'm saying, see, it's 12, it's a 3-hour, this is from Cali. So at 12 o'clock here, it's 9 in the morning now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's one thing you got to remember about this BTR shit, man. The time zones will fuck you up. Like, I got a homegirl, she in Mississippi, but she an hour behind. But then when my homegirl from New Zealand called, she already into Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
It's Saturday morning her time right now. You know what I'm saying? She like, it's 8, 9 o'clock. Yeah, Saturday morning. Iraq the same way. You know what I'm saying? So they whole time is just screwing me up. Like, it's, as a matter of fact, it's 9 at night in Iraq right now.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So the time zone is just real, it's real weird, man.
Whoa.
Huh? You playing my song? Can you go over there now? You playing my song?
Yeah, he ain't playing the Crabs in the Barrel. That's what I'm sending to him.
Yeah, he's playing it right now on the air live.
Yeah. All right, well, check it out, gentlemen. I gotta dip over to that show because I got a lot of things to do this Friday, and I gotta get the hell up out of here. So, y'all already know what time it is. Make sure tomorrow, man. I got Scandalous Biatch Saturday is going down. And I'm telling you, I'm going to have a madhouse. It'll always be a lot of people that tune in and share some Scandalous Biatch stories. And it'd be real fun, you know what I'm saying? It'll be a lot of ears listening in. So
I got a story. I'll call tomorrow.
I ain't worried about you having a story. Everybody should have a story, you know what I'm saying? Somebody done did something scandalous to us throughout the week. I don't care what it's been.
Hey.
Something done went down with you. So tomorrow is your day. Hey, let it loose. Uncut, uncensored, 12 to 2. Might be 2 to 4. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but, you know, that's how I do it. At least 12 to 2. I might do 4 hours. I don't know.
You might do 4?
Yeah. Yeah.
You get enough callers in, you'll get it back. You'll get jumped back on that, too.
Yeah. Well, it don't bother me. If I don't have no callers, man, I do this for the love, man. Love for what I like to do. And if nobody don't tune in, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was happy that the Lord allowed me to get up on here and just do what I do.
Exactly.
But I know it's recorded, and I know I can burn this shit down to a CD, and I can give it out to 100 people if I want them to listen to it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This ain't just for the purpose of this internet. I know this is being recorded. I can download this, and I can share this amongst people who really want to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this shit is gonna get big. Look at T. Collins' CD, and my blog talk is on his label.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's on his label that he giving out. I do the labels for him. You know what I'm saying? Put them together, little 8 tracks. He got like 8 tracks of his songs to give out now. You know what I'm saying? I put a nice little clean label on it. I tell him, man, don't do no writing on it. You know what I'm saying? I don't take CDs when niggas be writing on it. Me personally.
Yeah.
If you write on your CD, then even if you wrote Petey Wheatstraw and you say Get Loose, hot single, and your contact number, I'm going to take it. But that bitch going to be sitting on the motherfucking shelf for a little minute.
You got to put a label on that bitch.
I just like label. That's the reflection of you. You feel me? It's just a reflection of you.
Exactly.
You taking that little extra step? What? It's a small step. I charge $5 for 30 labels, man. That's a small, you know what I'm saying? That's next. You smoke a blunt more than, you know what I'm saying, for more than $5. A pack of cigarillos costs you more almost than $5.
Yeah,
so if you can't,
$5,
it's $5. If you can't take that little bit of time, you know what I'm saying, to spend a little bit of money to make you look better. Then, I mean, it just hand me a blank CD and let me figure it out for myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, well, I probably email you, man, with my $5 and you can send me over a couple of labels. I need some labels and some cardboard inserts for mine.
The inserts. Yeah, need inserts too.
Well, you know, the cardboard, the not the regular inserts for the crystal line cases, but the cardboard CD thing, cardboard slips. You know what I'm talking about?
Like you're
mailing out? Yeah, so you know the little cardboard DVD things? Like if you got
I ain't never even think about them. You know that? I get the paper cases.
Yeah, the paper, it's basically a paper plastic, like the plastic, like I got a plastic one in my hand. You know how you got the plastic CD case?
But they actually got the cardboard ones for like when you're mailing it off.
Yeah, they got a cardboard. And you might go buy a DVD player or something. And when you buy that DVD player, you know you got that disc. Or just say like a printer, when you need to run it to your computer, you know how they have that little cardboard disc inside the boxes where you got to upload this to the computer to make the printer work. If you don't run this program,
right,
and it come
right.
in a little cardboard sleeve.
Right.
Yes, basically that's how I want to do my thing. I don't really want to spend, you know, that cardboard sleeve speak for itself. It got a picture, it got the title of the song, who wrote all that shit on the back, and the CD on the inside, and then, you know, you got your label, the $5 labels, put the labels on top of it and put it inside the cardboard insert, and so that way when people pull it out, everything still look the same, you know, instead of having the CD case and it's going, you might sit on it and then it break. Or something like that. You just got a paper sleeve. You stick it inside that paper
now,
sleeve.
Now, where exactly are you at?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm in Fort Myers, Florida right now.
Okay,
I be traveling back and forth. I be traveling back and forth from Tampa, Fort Myers, Baltimore, Indiana, you know what I'm saying, North Carolina, South Carolina.
Yeah, I took
Florida.
A trip down there, and I took one trip, and shit, the motherfucking police was riding heavier than the crackers down here, so I was like, that ain't the place I need to be hanging out at.
Yeah, man, they don't call this big baby Pakistan for nothing, man.
Fucking crackers rolled three deep. I say, God damn,
yeah,
I don't mean spaced out. I mean
back to back, like a parade.
Like they finna run it into each other, man. They ain't playing, boy.
Yeah, these niggas play. They play like that. They live a real city boy life, man. These boys, for real, man. And if you ain't about that life, man, don't come down here fuck around in Fort Myers, man.
Yeah,
you ain't about that live. It takes two soldiers to live down here in this shit. So watch your tongue when you speak. You feel me?
Yeah. I ain't trying to be around. A lot of it's got to do with ignorance. And I ain't ignorance loves company. You know,
exactly,
just like misery.
Exactly.
Just like misery. That shit
yeah,
loves company.
That's it.
And
they young,
I ain't trying to be that. Yeah, they young, but they go off of another nigga image. That, you know what I'm saying, that's all they seeing is the image, not how that nigga got into that situation or why he in that situation, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of them don't even have to be in that. They
yeah,
just
exactly.
in it for the coolness of it, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, shit, think about the little jizz, remember the same little jizz that shot Sean Taylor? They was from here. They up there going to hit the lick. That's it. That's all they doing, man. Mm-hmm. You ain't know, it ain't nothing more, nothing less, man.
No.
And they young dudes right here. They was good at football. Some of them kids, they daddies, the coaches of some of the football teams around here, man. Them kids ain't have to be out there doing that. They just wilding, man. They just think that's what it is. It ain't about who they trying to have an image of, but just the lifestyle that they live. They want to be tough guys, you know what I'm saying? And tough guy image is with a gun.
Hey, what's up?
So, you know. Yeah, what it is.
All right, people. Well, let's dip over to the next show so I can send all this, send these tracks off. And I'm going to send them three tracks. I'm going to send them to Get Loose, too. You know what I'm saying? So you'll hear it sometime throughout
right.
the show.
Yeah, I kick over when I get off the phone, off the line over here, and get online over there. See what's happening up in California.
California, I already know. So, yeah, hey, much love. I appreciate you calling the show. You know what I'm saying? It's going down tomorrow, definitely, though.
Okay, I will have me and a couple of fans call in.
All right, that's what's up.
Okay, that.
Hey, Vice. Vice. All right, you're on the next show. Next show, people. Let's go.